And here we are.
Here we are in Big JD and Lippo Studio A.
It's Thunder Sound.
Is that where we're going to be calling this show? Or do we have to call it anything?
Big JD and Lippo in the morning. Okay. As it always has been.
Fortunately, we're still here.
We are.
Yeah. I mean, I've known people who have gone to another place since the last time we recorded.
Another place?
Yeah. Heaven, hell.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like who?
Well, people that have passed away since.
That you've known, like you mean?
Yeah, in my life.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I guess.
I could break out into a John Lennon song, but I won't. So what have you been up to, Big JD? What? You're obviously too busy to record a podcast, though.
Have been. I've tried to make some time in my life to do something now, so here we are. All right, too. You've been busy.
I was relatively busy. Last year was kind of a crazy year. Had a couple surgeries, and I stopped doing the iChart radio thing. And
yeah, I meant to ask you about that because I hadn't, you know, just followed along.
Because I haven't called you and say, "Hey, Big JD, how come you're not on the show anymore?" Or you maybe just thought.
So is the show non-existent now?
It's non-existent.
Okay.
Yep. Domain names up for grabs.
I'm gonna snag that.
I'll dive on it, even, buddy.
I never understood the name, but.
Well, it was started by
you
Ken.
You explained it before, yeah. But I don't remember.
He was afraid to be sued by Apple or just have it taken down, so, which is silly. None of those suits usually followed through.
This is still Big JD and Lippo in the morning and kind of a rock and talk thing.
Rock and talk.
The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
And we're back.
Oh, I missed that long E7th chord at the end there.
Is that what that is?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, I didn't even know it was a chord. Today we're sort of loosely talking about, I don't know, New Year's resolutions, procrastination and whatnot. It's kind of the procrastination show.
Can we just make that a theme for 2019? So we'll talk about that every show. Yeah. That'll be a segment.
That would be fun
show.
For people.
What did you procrastinate about? What didn't you do this week, Big JD?
We could have a segment like that. What didn't I do this week? I don't even know what I didn't do. I don't know. I didn't do anything this week.
Do you make lists?
Lists, I think, are great. And that's an important thing to talk about, I think, on the show.
There are some people that are anti-list. But I'd like to get into that. Yeah, for sure. That's a topic to open up for discussion, for sure. How do you get things done? And what are the things that get in your way of getting things done? What distracts you?
And to kick that all off, SOD. The anti-procrastination song.
Well, they
it's
got it done.
Now. Here we go. That was one of the long ones.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What does SOD stand for?
Stormtroopers of Death.
Oh,
I think a lot of people thought that originally it was, I don't know if I read something in the past. It was originally Speak English or Die. I don't remember. But it was politically incorrect.
Well, there would have to be an E in there. Hello?
Well, what? It can still stand for that. Speak English, O, or die.
Yeah, but then you're leaving out a word.
S-E-O-R. It's implied. It's just.
I've never heard of such a thing.
No?
Oh, it is a saying, but you wouldn't use S-O-D.
I think you do use S-O-D.
Really?
Yeah. Don't quote me on it, but, you know.
Don't quote you. But here, let's record it and put it on the internet.
As long as you say don't quote me on that, then you're safe about everything, aren't you?
No,
because. Don't quote me on that. So this whole show, don't quote us on that.
Yes, you can quote me. Whatever I say here.
Is gospel.
It is. It's Lippo gospel.
Wow, that's a tongue twister itself there.
Why? For people who can't say anti-procrastination.
Anti-procrastination.
So you want to talk about some news around the new year time of 2019?
I don't know when you're going to be listening to this show. There's some things that got to be put into place for us to have the show hosted and whatnot. And we'll try and make it available someplace, at least to get started before we have some kind of a feed or it's on iTunes or Spotify or wherever. Don't quote us on the news here.
I see. The news is relatively timely. Yeah. So if you talk about news, you should be listening to it then.
But in the news, no deal to end U.S. government shutdown after Trump's meeting with congressional leaders. No one budged at his White House meeting with congressional leaders January 2nd. So the partial government shutdown persists over his demand for billions of dollars to build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. And like I say, as our show is pre-taped, they may budge by time the shows drop. So maybe we'll have updates because I think this is going to be an ongoing thing anyway.
Budged. I love the word budge. Just seeing it on your screen there.
Yeah, budged. Budge.
And what'd you do last night? I got budged.
Reminds me of bulbous.
Bulbous is really nice, good, yeah. You know what I
mean? Or smidge.
Smidge is like budge. It's got the DGE. Smidging. Yeah. Why do you think Trump wants a wall so bad? Do you think it's kind of, he wants a legacy? This is the Trump wall kind of thing. It'll last for,
maybe he's just because he's like, I don't know, racist. And he thinks he's doing something for the country and the people.
And a lot of people agree with him, obviously.
Well, maybe.
Well, a bunch of people voted for him. Not the majority, but a bunch.
Yeah. Do they think they're kicking himself now for that?
Some are, but.
I mean, there's a lot of nonsense going on, but I don't know. Has it really affected anybody or anything yet, really? You know.
Well, his immigration policy has affected a lot of people.
Well, that's, yeah, that for sure.
And that's at the heart of the whole wall thing. Why do this to
folks? I think the longer he's in, the more it's going to affect.
On the day we record here today, what is this, January 3rd, Congress comes back, the new Congress. So all those Democrats are dying to get their agenda done, which is basically anti-Trump agenda.
On the 4th, though, they have another meeting regarding the wall. So anyway, in Canadian news, Saskatoon police arrest a woman wanted in Calgary on 115 charges. Yeah. Letitia Asira, 25, faced charges including assault with a weapon, break and enter, fraud under $5,000, motor vehicle theft, and theft of mail. She's not very nice. She's to be returned to Calgary to face the charges, which date back to September 2018. Calgary police say the case is a good example of how different police services cooperate to find people. And the service also notes that the use by police of social media is making it harder for suspects to hide in different jurisdictions. The internet we know and love so much and social media and everything is not good for
criminals.
Criminals, yeah. So keep that in mind, all our criminal listeners.
Oh boy, you're listening to us in the joint right now. So what was about that story that attracted you? Some loser woman who's...
What it was really is that 115 charges.
Oh, okay.
That's a crazy amount of charges. And all since September 2018. Well, that's since when they've been looking for her. So I don't know how long that dates back, but that's... Right.
And how many of those are parking violations?
Yeah, it could be. They could be really playing it up there. And lastly, for me, in tech news, the iPhone XR and iPad.
XR, shut up. It's not the XR.
Whatever.
No, give me whatever. It's not whatever. It's 10R.
I like the XR. iPhone 10R and iPads dominate device adoption over the holidays. According to the latest data from Localytics, Christmas shoppers were heavily focused on obtaining Apple products this year, with iPads and iPhone 10R dominating the list of devices activated for the first time during the holiday season. And the new sixth generation iPad clearly saw the highest increase in activation volume at 219%. While the 11-inch iPad Pro came in second with a 125% increase versus the prior weeks in December.
Very nice.
Good for them.
Yeah, I would love an iPhone XR, but...
And you have a 10.
I have a 10, but the phones are just ridiculously expensive. Is the 10
big?
No, the 10 was... when the 10 came out, the only bigger phone you could buy was the iPhone 8 Plus.
Okay.
And that's a big increase, 219. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really good.
A dominated device adoption.
Triple D.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's something there. Good thing you went to Specs Howard School of Broadcasting.
Why?
Well, because that's where you'd learn how to read. What do they call that? What's this stuff that you're reading?
Copy?
Copy. Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure.
I'll have a cup of coffee right now, please.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of which, where is your coffee?
It's over here. I got it. Okay. I'm drinking my coffee out of my Black Sabbath mug.
Yeah, I got the Kiss mug.
Kiss, as in the band. Some news that I got. Nice slurping going on out of the Kiss mug. Dave Osborne. Did you watch Dave Osborne?
No, I didn't watch it, but...
Not crazy Dave Osborne. Super Dave Osborne. He passed away, but his real name is...
Dave.
No,
it's... No, I didn't really know him all that well. I remember him. Is he Canadian, too, or something, even?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember Super Dave very well. I didn't really think I found it in all that interesting.
It was very kitschy. Like, it was totally campy, and it had its own thing. And his real name is Bob Einstein.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
nice
Albert's
Jewish boy from way back.
Albert's nephew.
Okay. Great. Nephew. Albert's father.
He was 76. He also worked on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Hey, does anybody have a great father? Or a great, that's my great great father.
Well, no.
It can't happen, can it?
No, the grand has to come in there right away.
Okay.
You can't just go from father to great father.
Yeah, I get it now.
Except you don't, because you don't have any kids.
I don't have kids.
No children for Big JD. And the world is
a better place for it.
And that's not, I was going to say the opposite of that.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
But yeah, he was on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And it was funny, I wanted to mention Curb Your Enthusiasm when you mentioned, we were talking about Roland.
Yeah.
And Raleigh's. I met
Raleigh, or, is it Raleigh or Rolly? Because I remember, you know, my dad's friend Rolly.
Yeah, what is
Raleigh
it?
Raleigh sounds familiar too.
Yeah. That's what I call.
Listeners, connect with us on Facebook. I don't know, Facebook.com/ Big JD and Lipo in the Morning or something. And let us know. Is it what? Raleigh or Rolly?
I think there's both, honestly.
I would think Raleigh is R-O-L-L-Y and Rolly R-O-L-I-E.
Something I-E? Like
that, eh? Yeah, Rolly.
I don't know if I've ever seen a spelling like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. But I met one. He was at my wedding. I got married. Yeah, I got married last year, too. That was another thing I did last
year. Right, yeah.
See, I don't even know what to say. A Raleigh.
Well, tell us a little bit about your husband first. No, just kidding.
He's a fine man. And he works as Larry David's stand-in. So 5 months of the year, he's in Los Angeles as Larry David's stand-in. Obviously, he worked with Super Dave.
Okay.
Or seen him on
the And this set. Is the guy you met?
Yeah, he's okay, our friend neat. Who lives in California.
Okay.
Her man. Her love interest. Yeah, a very interesting guy. He's also in 4 tribute bands.
Wow.
A Kiss tribute band. He plays Peter Criss.
Busy dude.
The Who. That's a difficult drummer to be.
Yeah.
Elton John is a drummer in that. And he plays Robin Zander in a Cheap Trick tribute. And they tour all over the United States. Mostly up and down the West Coast.
That's
though.
Pretty
And his
cool.
name's Raleigh. Raleigh DeVore is his name.
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway. There you go. What other news did I have? There was a...
Captain. Were you going to talk about Captain?
Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah. The death of the captain, and his real name was Daryl. See, that's not even what I...
Daryl Tennille.
No, Tennille was the chick.
Right. Captain and Tennille. Love will keep us together.
Yes. Keep singing while I get Daryl's last name. How come I can't figure it out?
I don't know any other songs by Captain and Tennille.
Well, they did Muskrat Love.
Oh, his last name was Crunch.
Captain Crunch.
And it's not Captain, it's Captain.
Captain.
Captain Crunch.
Blow me down.
Cap and Crunch. So does that mean like a hat and crunch? Cap and crunch?
Yes. Eat your hat, Matt. My iPad, for some reason, it's losing its touch.
Get an Android. Oh, it's not an iPad Touch, that's why.
Oh, it's working now.
Did you get the new iPad Touch?
iPad
XR? See how I revealed that loop?
Yeah, I love it. His name is Daryl Dragon. I knew it was a funny name.
Dragon.
Oh, man.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Is that a real name? Probably not.
Oh, I don't know. Dragonovich.
Yeah, probably.
And were they husband and wife? Or they were together at some point. And then I don't think while they were performing, they weren't together anymore.
Right.
And,
yeah. I think, yeah, at some point they stopped. Being
and they changed the name to Captain with Tennille.
No. That kind of reminds me of the O'Chase here locally. Are you familiar with the O'Chase?
Nope.
Katie.
No, I don't know.
O'Chea.
Okay.
And it's a husband wife team, but she's the real talent.
And here, and what do they do? Singer? And
yeah.
Like,
so
performers.
They perform as a duet.
Okay.
If you ever get a chance to see them, their last name is spelled A-U-T-I-E.
What's the difference between a duet and a duo?
Duo.
Yeah, a duo.
I think a duet is the performance of two people singing,
yeah,
maybe?
I think it is, a singing part. What's
right.
a duo, then?
A duo is the people themselves.
If you and I played acoustic guitars and sang, would we be a duet or a duo?
The song that we sang would be a duet. But us, we would be a duo.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. You only you learn it right here, folks, on Big JD and Limp in the Morning.
Yes, we should do that. That's a great segment to have. Proper English, like we teach you grammar or phonics or some part of English.
Yeah, could we do that? You could.
I think that
he's got a nice vocabulary.
I think that
I can't hardly say vocabulary.
I think that would show up in the show usually anyway, right?
And I'll do the balderdash words. Is that the game?
Balderdash.
That phony words that you isn't that game? Or am I thinking of a different game?
Balderdash is you lie. You answer a question, but you lie in, and people try to
I'm thinking of one with a word, and is it a real word? And you give it a meaning for it, and is it real or not real? You know, there's a game like that.
What about playing some music right now?
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Okay, this past weekend, I was in Toronto. And I went to go see Big Sugar, and it was a tribute to their bass player, Gary Lowe, who passed away this past summer, summer of 2018. And they had so many people join them on stage. It was like 20 different members of different bands, lots of reggae, because Gary was a Jamaican dude, and he was in bands prior to Big Sugar as well. So they went through his roots, went through Big Sugar roots. And one of the people who was up there, I wish I looked last night to find out who was the original performer of this song. But whoever that was, he was there that night. And they did this tune called Unemployed Expert. And we're going to hear Big Sugar's version of it right now.
Chili.
Wow, Lippo just hit me with a word I never heard before. What was it?
Klezmer.
Clavalier. Klezmer. Sounds like an instrument.
Well, isn't that, that's authentic Jewish music, isn't it?
Clavalier?
No, klezmer. Make me second guess what.
I don't know. Yeah, I have klezmer. Any idea. Why would I know?
Because you're Jewish.
What? Whoever told you that? It's the nose, isn't it?
It's the nose.
I mean that he knows everything.
No, it's your frugal ways.
Frugal. Oh, yeah.
Does your oven have Sabbath mode?
It does.
See?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I have a Black Sabbath.
Never had coffee a cup. Oven before, a stove before that had speakers. It's cool.
Your oven has
wake
speakers?
Wake up in the morning and paranoid's blasting. Sabbath mode.
Sabbath mode, of course, yes. Awesome. And they have an agreement or an arrangement with Marshall Amps. So you can
endorsement. Right. Do you have any resolutions this year at all?
Yeah, if no. You're going to change your life.
Stop smoking cigarettes.
Nah, I'm sorry. I always try to be a better person than I am on a daily basis. You try to live your life that way. Mm-hmm. You want to be a better person. Is there things about my life that I would like to change? I suppose. But there's other things that I'm doing. I'm living life in such a way that I don't feel that I have to make a resolution. I'm going to do this differently. I'm going to do that differently. You should be thinking of that, like I say, on a daily basis. What about yourself?
No, I don't fall into this resolution thing or anything like that. And I don't know so much for me. I never give it a huge amount of thought, except, the topics for the show. But I think that a lot of people use this as an opportunity to stop or start something as a life marker, or the new year, we're going to start or stop this. And maybe sometimes other things like birthdays and whatnot to some extent.
There's markers in your life that will help you start something, whether it's a birthday or New Year's or whatever.
And falling right in line with that is this Johnny Lang song called A Quitter Never Wins on Big Jitty and Lippo in the Morning.
And it disappears so fast. And oh, my love, it's on and off again. Well, I know you wanna quit me, baby. Again. And then you up and walk down on me.
Lippo was drumming along with that whole song.
My leg is sore.
Huh?
My leg is sore. I was drumming on my leg.
Oh. You like slapping your bare leg?
I like slapping a lot of things.
When you're on the toilet drumming. When else would you do that? When you have shorts on, maybe?
All the time.
I remember you saying that. You like the sound of your hand slapping your bare leg drumming.
I do. And I was privy to watch my father-in-law play his hands. I don't know. Is that the hand?
Play his hands.
Yeah.
Like poker?
No, he does this thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can do that well. My dad used to do it all the time.
Oh, your dad used to do it, too.
Yeah.
See, that was the thing.
He always did the hand bone song.
Hand bone.
Hand bone. Have you heard? I can't do it now. I get, yeah. It's been a long time.
I suppose you got to practice that, don't you?
And do I can do both.
Yeah, that's what he was doing. He was doing two. So
you do this?
Fortunately,
my dad could do it with both hands. Amazing. The most amazing man I ever knew.
So, well, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
And we all miss him. Here's to Mr. Oppen.
Big Al.
Big Al.
Who had Big JD.
And that's where it stopped. Enough bigness.
Yeah, it stops there. So, yeah, we're talking about New Year's resolutions, procrastination.
Are we?
And things of that nature. Yeah, we are, aren't we? Procrastination, putting things off. Indecisiveness.
Are they together? Yeah. Putting things off and indecisiveness. Those are, I think those are totally
different. They fall under the same. They're two different things, but they fall under procrastination.
Okay. Your indecisiveness makes you not start to do something you want to get started.
Yeah, put things off, or, you know, you don't know what you want to do. Should I do it now? Should I do it later?
Sure.
Should I do it 100%? Should I ease into it?
Baby steps, baby steps.
Those kind of things. You know, what was that from? Baby steps. It was from a
movie?
Movie, I think, yeah.
Baby could have been. Steps. I don't know. I used to work with a guy who, he would say that all the time.
Yeah, baby
when,
steps.
When something was getting progressively slow, baby steps, buddy. Or when you were told to do something and you didn't do it at the rate that you were supposed to get it done. And you just said, I'm taking it easy. Baby steps.
It can be a good thing to kind of follow baby steps if you don't want to jump right into something. Because oftentimes if you don't take baby steps and you do jump into something that you is new for you or that you're, you know, quitting cold turkey or something like that, the chances are that you may fail at that.
yeah, there's different factors that will make it more likely for you to fail, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Are you a baby stepper? I'm not usually.
I think, if anything, I'm a procrastinator for sure when it comes to certain things. And usually for no good reason.
Renovation?
Yeah, renovation. Exactly. And just getting things started. That is the hardest part. The worst part about doing something that you kind of plan ahead in your head. Mm-hmm. You think it should go like this and like this and like this. But the part that you never really think through fully is actually getting started. The point where you actually start moving and doing that first thing that you got to do to get a project going.
And sometimes you mentioned earlier in the show, lists. How important are lists? I think they're very important. I think it's very important to have a list to start pretty much anything or any project, because I think it makes things easier, especially for people that have never made lists or don't know where to start or that kind of thing. So you make a list of what you need to do, and then you just follow the list. And I think it makes things easier and put some order to it, rather than you just wondering like, where do I start? What do I do? How am I going to do it? Who do I call? Where do I go? Like whatever, right?
Well, you call Ghostbusters, but other than that, lists are also good, just not necessarily to show you steps that you have to do to get a project done, but it's a good, just in daily life, it's good to have a list. Usually, I have two lists going. There's the big stuff that I want to get done within, you know, a month's time or whatever, a long-term list. And then there's stuff that I just got to get done today, stuff I'm doing today.
And do you actually make those lists?
Like, yes, I do, yeah.
And put them in your phone or wherever, right?
Pencil on paper is...
What?
Yeah, it's crazy how the tactileness of doing it. Obviously, it's more handy and whatever. What I'll do is I'll actually...
Never would have pegged you for a pen and paper guy.
And then what do? I take a photo of that.
Ah, there it is.
So it's on my phone. And you could put it in Evernote and it would optically character...
Still use Evernote? Yeah. Does it still exist even?
You know, I do, and I really rely on it heavily. But I've been hearing lately that they're in trouble. Yeah. Their revenue has not been what the investors had expected it to be. So,
is it a service you pay for?
No, I do the free thing. So I can only have two devices with my Evernote on it. Okay. Or I can go on the web and just sign in and do it like that.
Do you use a mesh system at home? Or no? Wi-Fi? Like?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the hernia thing. That's a whole other show.
Save it for the surgery show.
Surgery.
We can compare notes.
Oh, that's hard to say. Surgery show.
Save that for the grammar show segment.
Things you wanted to say fast 10 times, but couldn't.
Class de nova.
Klezmer.
Is that the word? Klezmer?
Klezmer music. Yes. Okay. Stop.
It hits me again with it. And I didn't even. Yeah, that really catches me off guard. Klezmer. What's klezmer?
It's Jewish music.
Oh, it's not.
I'm telling you.
That's that dance where you'd get down and kick out.
Well,
the klezmer shuffle.
Well, you can dance like that to klezmer music.
You can dance if you want to dance. You can dance. What's that song? That's a Robert Plant.
Dance if you want to.
No.
Oh, you're thinking of that too.
Oh, speaking of which, let's talk about a couple things we're going to do on the show. So, I don't know, we might have some segments coming up in the future and stuff like that, like this vocabulary thing or whatever it is.
Sure.
Lippo's going to learn a song every week.
I can, but you got to sing it with me, though. I'm not a very good singer.
Well, maybe I'll sing something or part of it or a verse or so. I don't know. But just plan on doing the song. And then you're going to perform it here, like an acoustic version of whatever.
Acoustic version of this song.
And am I going to give you the song every week to do? Okay, this week you got to learn this.
Well,
Boston Symphony number 17.
What would be ideal would be listeners.
Oh, I just got a message.
Oh, well, they want me to play a song.
Listeners are all like.
They want me to play what? That was just an idea I threw out there.
I like it.
I'm more than.
But I like the idea of me giving you the song.
All right. But they got to be.
Something you can learn quickly and whatever, I think. Right? Yes.
Another one.
Like a simple. What?
Well, yes.
Yeah, but that would be kind of neat.
It would be fun, yes. And what other segments do you have in mind?
Oh, it catches me right off guard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, we got the news segment. We got this music thing. Do you have anything else in mind?
I'd like to teach
people. The grammar thing is kind of neat.
I'd like to teach people something. Like, you know, relay some
information. Okay, and that could be anything, right? Can it be something to do with tech or a home renovation thing that we figured out or learned or did? Because, I mean, we always got something going on. I think we could talk to that. Does it matter what it is, though? Or
no.
Is it something specific like you're thinking?
Well, we could do that.
How to mend your socks.
How to mend something. How to fix something.
I like that, though.
Insulate your duct work. That's one thing I'm working on today. That's what I'm doing today.
Duck your insulation work. How to get out of it.
Your insulation work.
With a wife. How to get out of doing anything.
Sure. actually, my wife is really good for
my
me
wife,
as far as...
great Who song right there. John Entwistle on vocals. Go on.
she is one thing that helps me get stuff done. She kind of turned me on to staying true to your lists and stuff like that.
Yeah. No, that's good. Is she good with lists and makes them and everything?
Oh, yeah. She's hardcore. Hmm? Yeah, she's a little dynamo, so it's good for me.
It's helpful, yes.
That's a good woman to get married to, I think.
There you go.
Unless her expectations are way too high.
That's a song right there, I think. Maybe that's the one, because I think I might do like a karaoke song or something. Because Reginald Lippo says, let's pick a song each that we're going to record or do on the show live or whatever. Reading them?
You could.
Yeah. His coffee grounds. I like the idea of you doing that. And for me, maybe I think I would do like some kind of a karaoke thing, maybe.
Wow, that spring is loud.
It is.
Yeah. I'm going to touch my microphone again.
At least the thing
again.
Didn't
one
pop off. Remember that thing, time that something popped off and it almost killed us?
You could have, easily. If that thing punctured your eyeball, you're dead.
On his boom stand. And it's back on a Jabbercast show or something from years gone by.
Or was it Easy Mac Podcast?
Oh, geez, it might have been, yeah. And you did something with your boom stand and a piece flew off and wow, it was like a bullet. Put a hole right through the wall. Into the neighbor's house.
It did fly at least 20 feet.
Oh, it was powerful. And it was a piece of steel of some, I don't remember even what it was, but wow.
It was one of these two pieces, if I'm not mistaken.
Something just like, because this is a powerful Heil mic boom. It's crazy. I mean, these are heavy duty.
Well,
I've ordered other ones before for like internet stations and stuff, and they're like pretty cheap.
Well, the spring's like internal, so it has to have a certain design to it. Whereas a lot of them, the springs, you can see
on
the spring.
Outside, yeah. But still, I mean, springs on them, I mean, it could potentially be dangerous if something snapped off or whatever. But these are heavy duty, like these are made strong and
steel helps.
Yeah.
Steel
or
tends
doesn't
to be.
Help.
Yeah.
So,
true.
Yeah. And as well, I think we're going to introduce, rebring in the You Talking to Me segments. If I have an interview on the show, which I'm hoping to do with Tim Levy, which I'm hoping that's how you say his name. I haven't actually spoken with him yet. I did send him a message, and he could even be in my email. Yeah, well, anyway, I've reached out to him about doing an interview because he is the author of The Fast Book Handbook, How to Write and Publish Your Book in 10 Working Hours or Less. So if you've been procrastinating about that novel you want to write or that nonfiction book, he's got some really good advice on doing it, getting it done quickly, and about some resources that are helpful.
That sounds like a really interesting topic. Don't put it in this show because hear the interview and then we could even talk about it. Like, how do you go about writing a book fast? Do you have a book in you? See, that's a question I would ask you.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't even answer that. Put that on something.
And the other thing that I want to talk to him about is why would people want to read my book? Like, why would I write a book? You know, even if I have a topic, like, who's going to read my story? That's an important one right there. That's why a lot of people procrastinate. Who's going to read my book? You don't realize how many people probably go through the same thing or want to read, or maybe have something unique to offer or whatever the case is. But
that's usually the case. You fill a niche in someone's life and then...
So we won't have his interview on this show, but coming up soon we will. And, I have some other interviews kind of lined up for future shows, depending on the topics.
Big JD is a really good interviewer. I don't know if you ever listened to the You Talking to Me show, but it was awesome, I thought. The questions you asked were... questions that I would never have thought of asking, but I thought, wow, that's a good question. You usually don't go for the obvious and you sneak in the back door and ask questions that provoke a little bit more thought, I think.
Yeah, so you can check out past You Talking to Me interviews at youtalkingtome.ca. The letter U, talking, the number 2, me.ca. There's
archives
find
there?
All the archives,
shows and you keep that domain live and well. That's good.
Yeah, and it's just a list of them. Like, you can click on them and listen to a show. You know, it's not really a feed or anything anymore.
Lots of fun info in there.
And occasionally from time to time I've added new ones or more recent ones. A couple other places you can check out: South Detroit Soundhouse.com, interviews with national artists in the Windsor Detroit area, video interviews. I actually produced that show and have somebody else host it, so that's kind of neat. Those are video interviews, and we do some bigger musicians, like from Deep Purple and Foreigner and Toto and I don't know what.
Scott Weiland
before he passed away.
Just before,
one of the last few interviews with him, and the last sit down formal interview. What else can you check out? You can check out bigjdandlippo.com.
What?
For some more information on us. Yeah, we have a website up, you know.
Wow. Who's hosting that?
I don't know. I host it.
Okay.
There's not really. It's some information and links to, oh, shoot, there's links to iTunes and stuff like that. Maybe to, I don't know if there's, you can get past shows there. Our shows are still available in some places. That's still, I don't know even how they have them. Maybe there's feeds still up.
I have no idea.
Anyway, I got to reevaluate and think all this stuff again so that we can have these feeds available. So you might be catching this, you know, on Facebook or a link or whatever to SoundCloud or YouTube before I actually have a feed up. But I'm going to try and get this on iTunes and Spotify as quickly as possible. And so you may be listening to this one after you've listened to show number two or three or whatever the case is. But you've come back to listen to this.
And we're doing this to not procrastinate because Big JD just wants to get it done to get it started, right?
Yeah, that's part of it. I mean, you have to put something up to have your feed. The, you know, iTunes take your feed and Spotify and whatnot. I could have put a 30-second spot up or something like that. I've done that before in the past. You could
put some SOD on there.
Yeah, 2 seconds. Once we were ready to start the show back up, I guess I would say it's one thing that kind of sort of slipped my mind is the fact that we got to have a feed, right? We need somewhere to host it. And
slipped my mind.
Yeah, yeah. How are they going to listen to it? I just thought, like, oh, yeah, well, when we start the show up again 2019, it's going to be on iTunes and Spotify or wherever. But it doesn't just happen automatically.
There's some cheap hosting options out there, if not free. I don't know.
Have you used some of those before, though, right? Or even with the Libsyn one that you guys had your thing at? And so how easy is that, though? You just pop in some information, send up the thing, and it's automatically taken care of.
Right? Oh, a place like Libsyn is, yeah, that's the easiest way. It's a nice interface. You upload a MP3 file, and you want to say a little
like
bit.
Like a WordPress thing. You just put in your stuff, and it does it, right? You're not writing code or anything.
No code.
Yeah.
Just pop your info in and hit publish. And then you can say when you want it published as well. That's the thing I liked about it, especially when you have a lot of listeners, like the iChart Radio thing. That was, I always would make it available like at 7:30 in the morning on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm. What about a health segment? Do we need one of those? Because we're getting older.
Yes, okay.
A lot of people are. Maybe some of our listeners are.
Are you going to remember this?
No. I'm going to go back and listen to the show.
All right, very good.
Something you don't do, but
and then,
no, maybe you will.
Maybe.
We live it, so it, you know, we don't always have to go back and listen, but I like to listen. I like to pull some stuff, and I'd still like to finish a demo for us because I had some good stuff, man. There's so much good stuff in our shows to make. I mean, we should move to Vancouver or somewhere warm all year and do a show, like I've said before.
Victoria. Victoria is better than Vancouver because it's on an island one. And
wherever.
It doesn't have the same kind of crazy congestion and stuff.
I'm all for that, man.
Yeah, nice weather there, too.
And I just want to put a demo up on the website.
All right. And then send it to every radio station in Victoria.
Yeah, yeah. This is the morning show that should be on your station.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
So yeah, segments, and we play music during the show. Kind of themed along with whatever our, you know what I mean?
Is it?
Sort of. Well, it should have been. I don't know what your, you know, what was your first song there?
Unemployed Expert, because I went and saw Big Sugar.
Okay, that kind of fit in because new jobs and new, you know what I mean? People don't stop procrastinating and put out your resume and, you know, whatnot.
Sure.
Yeah, so there you go. You did it without knowing. But let's get in line with the program next time.
We can. You can almost make any song relate to something else somehow, some way.
That's another segment right there.
Stop.
There was something we did before, though. How does something relate to something? You know what I mean? Or it's one of those things where you start a sentence and somebody else continues it or whatever. Or it's a music, a song or a song lyric and you start singing another one to it. That's, you know what I mean? Baby, you can drive my car. Love with my car. Got a feel for my automobile. She don't like me. She love my automobile. You know what I mean?
Wow. Look at you go.
Yeah. Look at me. I didn't even know how that happened. I can't remember like what I did once the show started because we can do some good stuff.
I think so. We always have.
We used to do those quotes and quips and quotes or whatever.
There was quips and quotes and there was tech news. Didn't we do a tech specific thing?
Yeah. 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 I like that too. And you should do that because you don't do that now. And you were always great with tech stuff. And now you don't have a tech.
No.
News.
And you know, that was part of the reason why I stopped doing it, because it kind of turned me off. Just the way that people get their news and what is believable and why something is a headline and all that kind of stuff. It's a science now, the way that news is presented to us based on clicks and ads and all that kind of stuff. It's really sad. So you really have to do a great amount of disseminating everything to really figure out, you know, this article that you just read. Why did I just, do you ever read something on the internet and say, why did I read that? What was the headline? Why am I here? Get me out of here.
YouTube monetizing, and that's something that would be fun to talk about. And well, I'm starting a new show.
I'm going to be in it. I was going to say feet first. That ain't right. Baby steps. Klezmer music. I don't know.
My mind is Klezmer. Jesus, the Klezmer show.
But yeah, YouTube. I'm starting a YouTube channel. I don't want to talk about it right now here. But once it's going, I'm going to push it hard.
I've been talking to somebody for a while, and I don't know if I told you. We actually started on it. We had a songwriter, and we recorded the song and everything, and we were going to start the music video segment of the whole YouTube channel. With I was doing it with somebody who's already done this and monetized on it, and it fell through. So we've had meetings on doing something else, something new. So we're going to work on that. The hour's not up. Show's an hour, by the way, folks.
Oh, we have a hard stop. It's like 1 hour.
Yeah.
Whoa, we're getting shut down here. The floor manager's turning this stuff off.
We got a couple minutes yet, so
let's play some music again if you want.
And whatnot will be cool, and yeah, definitely music. And here, let's do something that you got.
The Doyle Bromwell tune, "Live Forever."
Live Forever.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So if you're trying to get into your health mode thing on New Year's Eve, it's because you want to live forever. So you want to get healthy.
Great.
Doyle Bromwell. He was a member of the Archangels, which was a band that Stevie Ray Vaughan's rhythm section put together. I'm not sure what he was doing before that. His dad worked with Stevie Ray Vaughan, I know. Doyle Bromwell, the original guy, the first, because this guy is actually Doyle Bromwell, the second.
Okay, yeah. Junior.
It's the second. Why would you do that to somebody?
Junior?
No, the second thing in the third.
Junior.
Thurston Howell the third.
Why would you do what?
Use first
the same name?
Yeah, the same name, and then put a first and a second and a third, or a junior. A junior I could see. I don't mind a junior. But the first, second, and third thing, I don't know. Is that like a stage name maybe? Doyle Bromwell the second.
Like why put the second on it, or why call them that at all?
It just seems so pretentious.
Why call them the same name as somebody? Why would you name your son the same thing?
That's a tradition in certain cultures.
This is my kid, Big JD.
I know, it doesn't seem logical to maybe you and I, but I think that's a cultural thing that just people did. I'm not sure what the reasoning behind that was. It keeps some kind of legacy or, I don't know, I'd rather just build a wall.
And well, fitting in with our topic today, New Year's resolutions, procrastinations, and those types of things. Old Ways here by Neil Young, followed by some GBH. GBH, new decade.
We're
And that so ends this week's show, the first show of 2019, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Check us out on the web at bigjdandlippo.com for more information, and keep in touch with us on our Facebook page. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
See you later.
Be sure to join us here next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.
Gotta be pro. Gotta be
so pro. There's a floor manager here saying,
yeah, yeah, rap.
Bunt.